When I decided to become a public speaker, I was a high school teacher, and I was extremely, extremely shy. And the reason I became a speaker was not because I had this love for the platform, but was because I felt a need to share something that I thought was very important that I'd been learning about self-esteem. And I remember the big problem was trying to figure out what's my fee going to be. And so I looked around, and most people back then were doing it for very little. Because if you were in education, my belief was if you cared about kids, you couldn't possibly ask for a lot of money, because that would mean you were only in it for the money and not for the kids. So my first talk was for $25. I drove through a huge snowstorm. I got down into Connecticut from Massachusetts, gave my two-hour talk to these teachers, and then drove 2 hours back through the snowstorm and was excited that I had a check for $25. Well, over the years, my fee went up to $300, and we've been talking about Hanuk McCarty several times here, but he was in graduate school with me, and we've been lifelong friends. So I asked him, I said, Hanuk, what do you charge for a speech? He said, I get $800. I said, $800? How do you get $800? Because here I am getting $300, and I think I'm equally as good as him, and he's getting more than twice what I make. He said, I ask for it. Now, this was a revelation to me. How could you ask for that much money? And he said, well, I just do because it's available. Well, I couldn't believe it. So I said, okay, I'm certainly worth it. I'm going to ask for that. So I practiced for a whole week, you know, $800, $800. What's your fee? $800. And I am totally nervous to ask for this because I think they're just going to think I'm a ripoff capitalist pig person who doesn't care about kids. But I practiced. So now I get a call from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, who's the head of the mental health consortium out there. And he says, Jack, we'd like to hire you to do a one-day seminar for us on a Saturday. I said, great, the dates work. He said, what's your fee? And I went, $600. I couldn't get the word eight out. He said, $600, no sweat. And I said, John, what would have been sweat? He said, we had $1,200 in the budget. I said, John, I told you I'll do it for six. I'll do it for six. That was the deal. Now, the next guy that calls me, he says, what's your fee? And I went, $1,200. And he said, well, that's a little steep. We only have $800 in our budget. And I said, well, for you, special deal. We'll work it out. But it was so amazing. I was so afraid to ask for that kind of money because I was afraid of how I'd look. I was afraid of this image that I was trying to maintain for the public. And it was stopping me. It was costing me, you know, if I gave 100 talks, it'd be like $30,000 versus $80,000 if I was charging $800. I mean, it's amazing how we stop ourselves because we simply don't ask. My pride was kind of a false humility type pride where I was trying to look like I was more caring of people than perhaps I really felt inside. Even though I was doing it for the kids, I was more wrapped up in my image of looking good.
Amazing. Our friend Hanuk tells a story that his mother always used to tell, and it really illustrates the point of being afraid to ask because somehow we're going to expose our limitations. An older man is standing in line for a bus, and there's a young fellow behind him. He says, excuse me, mister, you got a light? Older man answers somewhat angrily, no, I don't. Younger guy thinks, don't bite my head off, and gets a light from somebody else. A few minutes later, the older guy is in front, lights up a cigarette himself. So the young man behind him says, hey, buddy, why did you tell me you didn't have a match when you obviously did have one? The older guy says, look, if I'd given you a light, you and I would probably have started talking. And if we had started talking, we probably would have ended up sitting on a bus together. And if we were sitting on a bus together, we would have ended up talking with each other. You look like a nice fella, and I'd probably have really started to like you. And then I might have invited you to get off at my stop and come to my house for dinner. And if you came to my house for dinner, you'd probably have met my daughter. And if you would have met my daughter, you would have gone out with her. And if you went out with her, who knows, one thing would lead to another, and you might have ended up marrying her. And I don't want her to marry somebody who can't afford a lighter.